Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WellFit Radio, Chicago, brought to you live online by Progressive Complete Health. Train right, then train hard. I am your host and founder of Progressive Complete Health, Jason Venkus, certified personal trainer, board-certified holistic health coach, corrective exercise specialist, and performance enhancement specialist. Each episode, we aim to bring you the latest information available on health and fitness. Make sure you check us out on Facebook for replays of episodes, our class schedule here in the Chicago suburbs, special offers, and more. You can also find myself personally on Twitter for some quick tips. Just search GoPro Veg, and that's the same name for our website at GoProVeg.com. So, today we are here to discuss how to get rid of that stubborn belly fat, that lower belly fat. It sticks around on us like that creepy guy in the office. Why is it so hard to get rid of? I'm going to get straight to the point. People lose fat differently throughout their bodies, and it actually tends to be gender specific. Women tend to lose fat from their thighs and butt last, and men usually the midsection. So what's the trick? Well, there is no trick. There is no secret. Your body loses fat evenly from all over your body. So do as many crunches as you want. It's not going to get rid of that belly fat just by itself. You need to reduce your overall body fat percentage, and your abs actually start popping out at about 10 to 11%. So now the question becomes, how do we get down to 10% body fat? Well, I'm going to share some secrets with you that I've learned through my 90-day shred as well as my 7-day cleanse programs. And let's actually start with the food. After all, abs are made in the kitchen, not in the gym. Most of your weight loss will actually come from your diet unless you are in the gym for 3 to 5 hours every day. And most of us do not have that kind of time. I don't have that kind of time, and I'm a fitness professional. So most people don't have, after their 10 hours at work, that kind of time. So you want to make sure that you are eating and eating real food. The less processed food, the better. Try to avoid or reduce breads, pastas, and opt for whole grains like brown rice, quinoa, and stuff like that. There are many food additives that can slow down that metabolism in processed foods, so eat as much whole unprocessed food as possible. Anything that comes boxed, canned, or off a meat slicer at the deli. Opt for fruits, veggies, dense whole grain, lean cuts of whole meat, and eliminate dairy. Now, if you're not a meat person, you don't have to go with meat either. Different things work for different people, but 80% of people feel better when they eliminate dairy, as it can be mucus-creating and actually cause bloating as well. Food timing. Now, I'm not talking necessarily about intermittent fasting. There's probably some good things about it. There's definitely some bad things about it. But this, in my opinion, is hugely important, this idea of food timing. Time your meal according to your day's activities. You want to eat about 3 hours ahead of any intense activities. You also want to fuel up big in the morning if that's when your workout, or if that's when you work out and then go to work. So then you want to eat a medium-sized lunch to power you through the afternoon, and smaller dinners like soups or salad if your evenings are spent with a lot of downtime. You don't need those extra calories if you're not expending any energy at night. Your body won't use those calories and will end up storing them, especially sugar. So feel free to have some healthy snacks like nuts, fruits, veggies, olives during the day to keep that metabolism moving. Nothing too heavy, nothing out of the vending machines, not the candy off of everybody's desk at the office. And speaking of sugar, cut it out gradually over time. Now, I'm not talking about the sugars that are found in fruits and vegetables, but processed sugars. We really don't need any of it, but the limits given to us by the USDA are about 44 grams of processed sugar per day. The World Health Organization says a little more like 22. So read your labels, Google your Starbucks coffee, and find out how much sugar you are consuming daily. Many people reach that 44 grams of sugar just at breakfast. So all this sugar in everyday items ends up being stored as fat if your body doesn't use it. And you've got to be doing a lot of activity to burn off that much sugar. Now, three items that have helped me burn and revved up my metabolism were coconut oil in moderation. It is, you know, you still have to be careful with your oils. Coconut oil is okay to cook with. Olive oil you can put on salads, but you still want to consume these things in moderation. I've also used green tea, which helps boost your metabolism because of the HCGCs that are in it. And then apple cider vinegar as well, which binds to toxins and pulls them out of your body, helping your body burn more fat and more carbohydrates. Other sources of healthy fats are avocados, walnuts, flax seeds, and oily fish. Fat like these, especially these omega-3s, helps the body absorb certain vitamins like A, D, E, and K. And make sure to eat foods that are high in vitamin C, like citrus and broccoli, which broccoli has calcium too. So if you're not doing dairy, make sure you're getting some good leafy greens in, which actually have more bioavailable calcium to you than dairy does. All other foods high in vitamin C are also kale, again with some calcium, and bell peppers as well, believe it or not. And watercress, actually. Watercress is very high in vitamin C. Vitamin C is essential in the production of carnitine, which the body uses to convert fat into energy. So that's why it's important to get your vitamin C. Now, from an exercise standpoint, add interval training. Interval training is when you train at high intensities, bringing up your heart rate, and then slow down a bit and go into recovery. You can do this with running, or you can do it with weight training as well. So when you do it with running, basically you're going to sprint at 90% of your max speed for a determined amount of time. It might be a minute. And then you're going to walk or slowly jog at 40% of your max for 30 seconds. And you can go between those off and on, off and on, off and on to get your heart rate up, to let it come back down, let it come back up, let it come back down. Now, if you're going to do it with weight training, it's very simple. You can exercise for a minute, either doing something simple as curls or push-ups or jumping jacks, and then give yourself 30 seconds or 15 seconds of rest. And again, you can play with these times. It doesn't have to be 1 minute and then 30 seconds, 1 minute and then 15 seconds. Play with it. Change it up to make it more interesting. Otherwise, it's going to get boring. There's a couple of samples on our YouTube channel, so if you just look for Progressive Complete Health on YouTube, you're going to find burst training, which is some high-intensity interval training. Now, interval training is going to boost your resting heart rate for 39 hours, and weight training can boost your metabolism for 48 hours, so why not do both and burn more calories while you're at rest? Now, there are certain things that can slow that metabolism down, like eating garbage food or drinking alcohol. And alcohol can actually act as a double whammy on your efforts as well. When you drink alcohol, your body builds up byproducts that it has to burn off before it burns off carbohydrates and fat that are stored in your body. So skip the alcohol if you want to see those abs. You can still lose weight to some degree if you are drinking moderately, but if you want to see those six-pack abs, you need to ditch the booze. Most models in alcohol commercials and fast food commercials really don't eat the crap that they're promoting or drink the stuff that they're promoting. The last part of this non-magic formula is controlling your cortisol levels. Cortisol, our stress hormone, when activated, causes our body to hold on to belly fat. So how do we control this cortisol? Well, we reduce our stress. This is probably the hardest part of the entire equation. We stress over money, our jobs, our families. So it was important for us to take time each day to relax and clear the mind or do something we love to do. You can kill two birds with one stone and make exercise a habit. But you can also read a book, meditate, pray, just take quiet time alone and do something for yourself. Take a walk in the woods. Do something to decompress each day, even if it's just for 15, 20, even 5 minutes, and reduce stress. If you're not happy with your job, find ways to either change the job or change something about the job to make it more enjoyable and purposeful. Most people don't enjoy their jobs because they don't find any purpose or meaning in it. So do what you can in order to change it. You can also battle cortisol by getting more sleep. Most adults need about 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night to feel fully rested and relaxed. Not getting enough sleep causes stress and cravings for sugar as we tend to crave more energy. Now, not getting enough sleep just starts a vicious circle of craving sugar, feeling stress, and not having the energy to work out. So, as I mentioned before, I have a 7-day cleanse, as well as also be putting together a 90-day shred program, but I've also been known to say that 30-day healthy eating plans only work if you do them 12 times a year. Even though I write these things for short periods of time, I also have a 12-week lifestyle change program. And this is where people see the best results. Sometimes people just need a little taste, and sometimes they need the guidance through the entire change that they're trying to make. And it must be a lifestyle change if it is something you intend to maintain. So let me repeat that. It must be a lifestyle change for you to be able to maintain that lower level of body fat. So what are the things that we're doing here again? Make sure that you're eating whole, unprocessed foods, less junk food. Cutting out or cutting down greatly on sugar, no more than 44 grams of sugar a day, even less if you can get down further. Adding in good fats, adding in coconut oil, green tea, not a fat, but adding in green tea and apple cider vinegar. Making sure that you're getting vitamin C, and good vitamin C from like citrus, broccoli, kale, bell peppers, and watercress. Add in interval training. Interval training is going to boost your metabolism for 39 to 48 hours, depending if you do just cardio or if you do cardio along with weights. Cutting out alcohol. Cutting out alcohol is probably the biggest thing because, again, it builds up those byproducts in your body, and then your body has to burn off the byproducts before it goes after the carbohydrates and the fat. And again, making sure you control your cortisol levels, our stress hormone, by getting enough sleep and by managing your stress. That's all I have for you today. So take these tips with you as you go, and hopefully you will see some of the best results, and we'll see you on our pages with your results. So until next time, may your life be filled with peace, balance, and harmony. Namaste.
That's all that I am now. That's all.